I'm Bianca Rowena.
And I'm Stephanie Costigan. And you're listening to
Positively Literary. This is episode one. Okay, open door, close door. First, I'm just going to ask you, do you have a preference? So this is my question. If you know that this book will have an open door scene and you know they're really going to get into it, would you just avoid the book altogether? Or would you read it for what the content, like, you know, let's say it's a mystery, but then skip over that? Or do you feel like the whole thing is kind of tainted?
I think for me, it depends on the storyline. Yeah. Honestly, how well developed the plot is, because I feel like there's a lot of stories coming out with tons of spice or steamy, but then the plot, there's so much plot holes and not enough character development that it kind of, for me, I'm more about like the story and the development more than the steamy.
So if the story did have steamy stuff in it, would you be like, okay, this is a very good...
I would kind of skip the steamy and okay. Go to the good part.
I think I would too, but there is, I feel like there is a place where the author themselves, sometimes the author themselves is not my type of person. Like the whole book is the personality of the author, which isn't my personality. I know that sounds, I don't know, judgy sort of, but I have seen where I'll read the beginning. I'm in the bookstore and I'll read the beginning and it, right away it jumps in with like swears and it jumps in with things that maybe
is a very tense
or like a graphic scene of violence or something. Then I know, well, I probably won't enjoy the rest of the book. But when it comes to steamy stuff, if it's too early on, I have read books where I've lost respect for the character at a certain point where they just got to a certain point where maybe I'm just comparing it to myself. I don't know. But you kind of, if you lose respect for the character, you don't care what happens afterwards. Am I too picky about my reading?
No, I think, okay, with the characters, if, like, for example, if it's a steamy book and you skip over the steamy part, but then, like, I don't know, the character does something that's just, like, really mean or really nasty with another character, like, gets intimate with another character instead of the love, it really upsets me. I'm like, you pig, you know?
Yes, and I was talking to Mandy Michelle. So she writes romance. I was talking to her, and there are certain, like, Harlequin and different that you can write for different publishers, and they specifically say you can't have, I was going to say on screen, but on book, in, you know, you can't have past romance, like giving a scene from the past where the main guy character is having a romantic scene. So it can only be a romantic scene with the main girl character and the main guy character. Even if he's a player, we can know that he's a player, but you can't have him caught with someone. Maybe the girl leaves his house and you see, oh, another girl has left his house, he's a player. But you're not, for these companies, like, I don't know, Harlequin's a little bit. I have some stats, actually. I looked up some stuff on Harlequin. But for other romance companies, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it also depends, like, where you publish, right? Because there's different requirements and different, like, standards depending on the house.
I guess standards, I did actually look a few things up because I was curious. Harlequin, heartwarming, as you can imagine, clean, sweet, feel-good stories, focus on family, community, and low sensuality, hugs and kisses only. So, okay. Harlequin historical, this surprised me. All levels of sensuality are considered.
Oh, wow.
So I think the reasoning behind that was because with history, there's certain times of history, maybe like the Greek era. I don't know. Certain times where a lot of stuff is going on. So they're kind of open to it. But if it's...
Because it's historical, right? Like there are timelines where, you know, people got essayed, is it? Got intimate... without the other feeling willing.
Oh, you know what? We're going to do a podcast YouTube episode on dark romance. And I did, because of book talk, I was like, I'm going to maybe start reading one of these dark romances because it's kind of interesting. I wanted to see into this. And one of those things where non-consent, is this what you're saying?
Yes, non-consent.
So I want to kind of get into that and people's reading preferences when it comes to dark romance, like why even, right? But in another podcast, but I know what you mean. And that maybe was also
happening. It's a part of the history, yes. Right? Because it's historically correct. And so that's maybe why they allow a little more free range when it's historical versus non-historical. I like to write historical books. So that's why I kind of know a little bit of that.
I'm gonna ask you a bit about yours and about the open door closer, like what kind of romance you have. But just to stay on that Harlequin thing with, so I was surprised, but if you think about Bridgerton, we're already bringing up Bridgerton
too.
And I think people who don't watch it don't realize how heated it is.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, that is a very good example of open door.
Closed door.
Open door. Have you watched Bridgerton?
Yes, I have actually.
So open door, like we see everything. So I haven't read the books. Have you read the books?
No, but I saw one. I was kind of tempted, but I was kind of like, oh, I've watched the series. I feel like it's tainted if I, you know,
you've
what I
watched
mean?
The series.
Just like the first series, because I was curious. And yeah. Then I was like,
did you get through the whole first?
I skipped some parts
where she's exploring her own body. I understand like that. This is whole new, and they don't talk about it. There's not a lot of communication and all that. But they really open-doored that.
Oh, where she is, it was pretty, like, I don't know. It made me uncomfortable. That's all I have to say.
I would say that I wouldn't easily be uncomfortable, but it made me uncomfortable, too, because it's something that, it's different. You don't see that on, unless it's some guy movie where they're really just
they do it a lot
raunchy with the guy.
I noticed that they do it a lot with,
and then you're like, oh, but with the girl, so not used to that. I think it's kind of brave of them to kind of take like a Regency era, right, and just go very like very open door.
It's definitely, it's something new. I don't think like we haven't seen much of that, you know what I mean? Just like you're saying, it's more mainly the males that we see. But yeah, I think that's why we're like, oh, because we're not used to it. It's unfamiliar.
I kind of wish I had read the book, because I'm wondering, is it, I think it might be in the book where she is learning these new feelings and everything, and then they put it in the show. Or did they put it in the show for shock value? Because I don't know. I never read.
I didn't read the book either. Feel like we're so bad.
We should, well, because we randomly brought it up, but the things that, you know, I did look up, okay, Harlequin romance. So this is, I just looked up a few. They have a bunch of different ones. They do this one, it's just Harlequin romance. They have new things. Level of sensuality, high sensual, so I'm using that word for the other, high sensual tension matched with high emotional connection. So the tension, they're talking about the tension, but not necessarily open door. While these stories do not have graphic sensual detail, we welcome scenes that go beyond the bedroom door to explore the emotional fulfillment that comes with sensual intimacy. So what I want to say about that is, having said all this stuff about open door and I'm like, I lose respect for the character, I actually have a romance that has an open door. This is the first novel I ever wrote, and I wanted to, this explains kind of well why I chose to do open door, which was when they're saying exploring the emotional fulfillment that comes with the intimacy, right? So basically, so I don't even know where to start. I wrote this book and published it like almost 10 years ago or something, or I think.
Okay, you have to say the title now. Okay. Your book.
It's called The Virgin Diaries. But it's not actually written in a diary format. It's written in third person.
Interesting.
Yeah. And people have commented like, oh, I was expecting diary format. I don't even know why I called it The Virgin Diaries. And I never changed the title. So basically, I'll just tell you basically what happens. She's about to turn 30, but she just emotionally is very stunted for a bunch of reasons. Also has kind of high anxiety and stuff. And has done a lot of school, but not a lot of life. And so what I was thinking is that she needs to get over this big block life thing. So she wants to get over this fear of intimacy.
We're going to take a quick intermission.
And we'll be right back with more steamy book discussion after this. Welcome back.
and let's get into the steamy tea.
So I'm going to wrap up kind of what the book was about. Basically, I had a younger MMC, as they call it, the male character, because I thought he would be at the emotional level that my FMC, my female main character, was at, right? So I thought, okay, they'll be at the same, because try to imagine a 30-year-old man. He's not exactly going to be at the same level as a girl who has never had intimacy in the bedroom. I'm trying to watch my words. So he was younger, kind of all college age kind of thing. And so the age discrepancy, I'm going to tell you, so I had an open door scene because since the whole book is kind of about her facing this fear of being intimate, she was scared of that. You can't just be like, she woke up the next morning. Like, well, how did she face this fear? Like, how did it actually play out, right? It's not, like, super graphic. To be honest, I haven't read the book myself in, like, years, which is funny because maybe I'm scared to read it. It got good reviews. It got good reviews. People enjoyed it. But I have this hater, which I'm going to tell you about. So,
spill the tea.
I want to mention the good reviews just to put it in perspective of my hater just hating it for hating's sake, but I'll talk about that. And I think it has to do with the open door scene, but more so about the age discrepancy, which she was so mad about. But I had sent the book to the San Francisco Book Review. This is what they said. This fast read is a perfect accessory for the beach. Pages turn quickly. Readers will ultimately enjoy this sweet romantic read. So I don't imagine that I was too graphic with my open door if they're calling it a sweet romantic read, right? And the Portland Book Review said enjoyable, surprisingly easy to get caught up in. So good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And my hater, I didn't write it down. Actually, a lot of kind of what she said, I don't even know if I can say in a podcast or on YouTube, to be honest, because she
was a little graphic.
She wrote like a very long review, I think on Amazon, and she was so mad about the age discrepancy. And she said things like, can you imagine how horrible this would be if it was an older guy and a younger girl? And just, I looked this up. Okay, I don't know if you've seen American Beauty. I don't recommend American Beauty, but she was a younger girl, older guy. So it's not like it's never been done. And then Lolita was horrible. I did see it. She was way too young, and I felt like the actress was way too young. And then recently, Jenna Ortega, like Wednesday, she did Miller's Girl, which was new. I was excited to see it. Okay, so she's in it. And there's a professor, so she's going to school.
I did see the commercials for that.
I'm like, you saw it?
No, I saw the commercials, and I was like, oh, dear.
We were talking earlier about how, you know, in Bridgerton, she's exploring her body, whatever. There's kind of like a scene like that, but with the guy professor, and it's just off-putting to me.
It is off-putting. Oh, he's so old, though, in that show. Like,
yes.
He's not even, like, in his 30s. He's, like, I don't know. He looks like a 50-year-old man.
So, and is he? I don't know his age.
He's like a silver fox.
He is. I do like him. Martin Freeman. So, he did a great job, and I don't know, like, kudos to him for taking that role. Wow. So there are things that people have put out, and these are like literally underage, and my character wasn't underage, but so she was so mad about that. She said, so this is like one of her closing things. She said, a feverish dream of a bored housewife daydreaming about her pool boy or something like that. And she just like, she was so harsh. So I'm just going to say she gave it a 1 star because she was mad about the age discrepancy. And so my 4 and 5 star reviews, which it was like up there, like 4.75, like whatever, people were enjoying it, got brought down to a 3 just because of that 1 star. So like we're both authors, so we're going to talk about reviews and author stuff, right? So I know there's this whole other world, the readers. And so, yeah, she's my first hater, whoever she was. So, and if people see her review, maybe they would be like, oh, this book sounds like Miller's Girl, but it really wasn't. So basically, I guess to wrap it up, I'm just saying that not so much the open doors or the open door?
Yeah,
open door love scene. Maybe that offended her too, if she got that far, I don't know, because she hated the age discrepancy. But, and I did it for a reason, because I wanted them to be on the same emotional level, which with their age So that's, yeah. So she was super harsh. So now I know that your novel, which I'm going to ask you about, got, it wasn't a bad number, like 4 out of 5, but was complaining about your closed door scene and they wanted more open doors. So tell me about that. First, the title of your novel and a bit about it.
So yeah, my book is Land of the Dragon. It's historic fantasy, so not so much romance, but it has romantic elements in it, right? It has love triangles and whatnot. And
oh, and that's popular, romanticy,
yeah. It's
popular on BookTok right now.
So, yeah, like, it had that, and, like, it had a couple that end up getting married in it.
Oh.
So, there was, like, it was more closed, it was more of a closed door scene. Just because, to me, what put me off that made me feel like doing a closed door scene in the process of writing it is, one, it's a historic fantasy. It's not a romance, right? And then two was that there was so much going on in the plot that I just didn't feel the transition was necessary or needed. And then I did have an editor, bless her heart, I love her, okay, I do, even though we had a little, not a debate, but a little bit of a disagreement with the open door, closed door scene in there.
Okay.
So she was really insistent that it's not an adult book unless there's open door scenes in there. And I disagreed, where I was like, I don't fully agree with that, right? So what happened was, is I was feeling frustrated, so I was like, basically in the part of the intimacy part with the two characters that end up getting married, I put very little, like, everything's to the imagination. So I basically put the female that was talking about it in her perspective was saying that it's not for anybody to get off of, because to her it's very sacred because it was her first one.
So in the book she's kind of saying, I'm not going to tell you the details of this, or are you just saying as the author you didn't want it to be?
That's how she's describing it.
Oh,
she
to who?
Because it's a first person perspective
book,
right? So that's how it's written in. So she didn't go into it because she said, you know what, I'm not going to share this because it's, to me, it's something very special.
Yeah.
And I don't want people to get off on my love, my special love with him.
If you think of it that, if you think of it that way, yeah, I totally get
it. So that's kind of, and I wanted to keep the innocence between the characters, right?
Okay.
Even, like, and I feel like there's a balance where you can have that even with characters that are married.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I got a review, and it wasn't a terrible review. It was 4 stars, but I was frustrated because she's like, everything was good, the elements were good, but I was frustrated because you left everything to the imagination, basically saying there wasn't enough steam in there, and it sounded like the person reviewing it was a real romance person. I'm like, but it's not a romance, you know? So it frustrated me a little because it just wrecked my streak of 5 stars, so I was a little sad. I was like, no!
At least you didn't get a 1.
I know, that's true. I shouldn't complain. I'm a little bit of perfectionist.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, that's... So she wanted more. She wanted more details. She wanted more steam in there. And I guess another reason I left it out is because, like, it is a young adult read. But I guess there are some teenagers, depending on their maturity, that are enjoying it too. So.
Yeah, and you mentioned that your publisher was talking about, like, oh, for adults, we want open door, whatever. Was she...
Editor? So
her genre
she writes in is romance. Is quite romantic and quite steamy, like... And if you're into that, that's awesome. She's really good in that genre, and she's really good with her skill in writing. I believe she wrote The Fourth Horseman, or Fifth Horseman. sorry if I get this wrong and she's watching, but yeah. Oh,
okay. So that makes more sense to me. So you had an editor. I was thinking of the publisher. They would know you're doing young adult. Interestingly enough, Open Door, very frowned upon in young adult, because I also write young adult. And there's things like The Hunger Games, where there's this graphic violence, but they don't do very much romance, and if they do, it's very closed door, like there's just a kiss, and they really frown upon having that kind of content, and yet they're so graphic with everything else, so they're it's violent. So confusing.
Of the balance.
So what they've done is they've created new adult.
But, like, it was interesting because, like, even though it's a historic fantasy, it does have history. So I did implement history of, like, because there was some graphicness, because it is the
so
setting.
So you have some violence, but that's fine. People don't seem to mind that in young adult.
But even with, like, you know, because it's during Nazi Germany time.
I was going to ask you, so it's called Land of the Dragon, and you didn't really give us a little synopsis.
I should probably.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Land of the Dragon, it takes place. It was during Germany in the time of the war.
Yeah, okay. So we understand, like, that they were against a certain race or whatever.
Yeah. So, and it starts with the Kuhn family that basically is living in this horrible kind of dictatorship and what it was like. And there's a lot explored, and it's explored in the first person perspective of Eleanor.
Okay.
So it goes into some graphic and how, like, some girls were forced to do things they didn't want to do, right? But the way I presented wasn't an open door.
Oh, you wouldn't want that.
So I did a closed, yeah. So I did it closed door and kind of in a safe environment, because there are people that have faced those traumas. So I wanted it in a safe place that would not be triggering for people that have, unfortunately, had that experience,
gone through that, and it's a young adult, like you said, so you want to hit these topics that are interesting and important without having an open door, so that makes way more sense.
Exactly. So it transitions kind of like Narnia into, like, a magical world where there's also war, and it's really about, like, how a nation can be manipulated or uprooted when they lose their identity.
Oh, okay.
So, wow. Yeah, that's Land of the Dragon. But, yeah, there's romance and adventure. But, yeah, she was not happy that there wasn't enough steam.
Interesting. But now that you've told me, so we think about the theme of your book and what it's exploring and all that stuff. And so, I don't know if it's not necessarily expected or it's not really needed to have the open door. And then with mine literally being called the Virgin Diaries, because she's facing this, she's still a virgin. I hope we can say that on YouTube. It's not going to get flagged or anything, but she still is. And she's about to turn 30 and she's like, am I ever going to have kids? Am I ever going to grow up? And so in a way, when she faces this fear, it wouldn't even make, like, it would be very unsatisfying to just have a closed door. She wakes up the next day, well, I faced that fear. So that's why I picked that, and I don't shun or not read open door ever, and if it's done in a tasteful way or it's in a way, right, that I
elegant.
Enjoy.
Elegant.
Yeah, and it can be, sometimes there's things that will throw me off and surprise me, so I'm reading it, and it's just, okay, maybe it's things that I wouldn't do, or it seems too graphic, and then I'm like, ugh, you know? So I've had that experience. I don't know if you've had that.
I haven't put myself in that situation, to be quite honest. I'm more into the adventure and the plot and the characters, not so much the steam.
I used to, this could be a different podcast or YouTube video in the future. I used to read romances a lot and watch romantic comedies and all this stuff, and I'm telling you that I haven't watched a romantic comedy, read just a straight romance in, other than my best friend's novels, in such a long, since my divorce, like, everything changed. Like, I watch political dramas, I love political dramas, and I'm seeing the dangers of romance books and romantic comedies and the way they portray things unrealistically and the way they get us caught up almost in an addictive way to things that are unrealistic. It's just, that's a whole topic.
That's a new spiral of a branch.
I would love to explore that. We need to write that down. And the word limerence. Have you heard the word limerence?
No, I haven't actually.
That's what it's called. It's basically kind of like an addiction to people. Like, you're addicted to a person. You think you're in love, but it's not love. It's, yeah.
Interesting. So that'll be an interesting topic to explore.
I think there's a place for both. right?
I do too. I think it depends on people's experiences, you know, what they've been through, what their taste is.
Yeah, their preferences. Mm-hmm. And the way it's done. Because I won't not read an open door, but then there's some stuff that gets really on, obviously, really open door that isn't my
taste. There's a difference between tasteful and raunchy.
Yes. You know what? And Halloween is coming up, and it's not directly Halloween, but there's dark romances and thrillers. I like thrillers. So we might talk about dark romances or on the Book Talk one, because dark romances are really popular on Book Talk, and I did venture to read one, so I will talk about that since you brought up the topic of very...
No, sorry. It had to.
I mean, on Book Talk, come on, there's... And I don't know if I'm allowed to use this word, but there's fairy smut?
Smut?
Yeah, you haven't heard that word?
No.
You're not a fanfiction girly, are you?
What?
We're going to talk about
this. Okay, okay.
But, so...
I need to be educated.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be the one to educate you in this. No, but it's...
I might know it from a different term.
Yeah. Which we're gonna talk about that. But we have... Okay, so this was our first episode. This is so exciting.
We hope you guys continue to tune in with us as we, like, go and talk more about this. Because this is...
Well, not specifically this, but talk about books. And I guess as authors, we have a unique perspective as well. And we're also readers. Mm-hmm. So both sides kind of thing. Thanks so much for tuning in to
Positively Literary, your weekly book squawk
and author talk.
We'll see you all next time.